Of course, we moved out.
Are you going to repeat that person coming here?
George, do you want to do? Do you want me to do the budget hearing so you can do the finance committee? The announcement for reports under reports.
No, we're just two.
You know,
well, I don't care. You can do it all. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
that's true. I had 976. Okay, that's fine.
Great, and their names are Nupur. Nupur and Karan. And Nupur, are they here?
Yeah, not Rob.
Maybe I can give a presentation of my district.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
The 48-acre
sad. So where'd you be seeing all mine next year? Who will be one part of my district?
I guess he didn't get the email. Maybe she didn't. I don't know if she's on the
email. Yeah.
It's a good thing you're kneeling so you don't fall.
You have to kiss the ring. What? We're not voting.
You got the email right. We thought there was going to be a game. The sprinklers in that game.
Oh, that kind of
game.
There was some discussion in carryover.
I think I got 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess they need one more minute or so, huh?
So, what are you here for?
Exactly. The next meeting.
We're driving to the station.
We don't get more of that.
No, we get to go visit.
Maybe you get a discount.
We get the pop.
Yes. I think you're at Getwing.
I get to go to Go Room.
And I was just outside saying, let's work together. Let's form a little community. Let them feel like they're getting some skin.
Guys, all the close up. Right.
And once you head down to the city, you've got to be walking around.
Thanks for coming to visit us.
Keep an eye out for me. I got some announcements.
Yeah?
3 or 4. Quick.
What's in Indiana?
Huh? Yeah. I'll start with our leaders now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're missing 3.
Well, I'm sorry.
Start. 2. 3. I'm ready. Systems are a go.
Go?
Systems go.
No, no.
This meeting will come to order. If everyone could please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in placing the flag and saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Moving on to item B, approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of April 12, 2011?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Hearing none, that we have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes of the April 12th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Minutes of the meeting of April 12th are approved. Moving on to item C, announcements from members of council. Any announcements? Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. First, I want to just make an announcement that Ordinance 11-052 that's being introduced, Councilman Hollins is a sponsor as well on that ordinance, and that will appear at a later date when we do the next one. Also, I will be requesting Council's approval to table 11-035, 36, 37, 38, and 39 with one vote at the appropriate time. Also, taking a little point of privilege, although I did not do a resolution this year, I do want to make mention that this is Administrative Professionals Week, and I'd like to thank all the staff for Newcastle County Council right out of shoot for all the work and effort that they put on behalf of this council and the residents of Newcastle County. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any announcements from any Councilman Retta?
Thank you. The ordinance 11-021 is on the table, and it's going to stay there until further notice.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. We have Councilman Retta marked present. Okay. Councilman Weiner?
Yes, I'd like to exercise my privilege to remove Resolution 11-055 from the consent calendar. It is the consenting to the appointment of a member to the Ethics Commission, and I have no problems with the particular appointee, but as a matter of general principle, I believe that boards and commission members who exercise decision-making ought to be on the general calendar, since the public continues to show its confusion with understanding the extent and rights under the consent calendar. So, as I had announced before, I'm doing that again tonight, consistent with my previous announcement on this. Thank you. Now I've spoken to the chair, to the sponsor of this appointment as well.
Councilman Sheldon?
Yes, Mr. President. I'm going to have tabled 09-105. I will keep on the table.
Thank you, Councilman Shelton. Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 11-043 will remain tabled this evening. That's the plan of preserve at Robinson Farm. And at our next Land Use Committee meeting, we're hoping to have the answers back to our questions, both by our Land Use Department and hopefully DelDOT.
Thank you very much, Councilman Bell. Any other announcements from members of Council? Seeing none, moving to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 11049, revising Newcastle County zoning maps pursuant to Chapter 40, Section 40.02110C of the Newcastle County Code regarding the following tax parcel number, Christiana 100, from NC5 Neighborhood Conservation to CN Commercial Neighborhood. Tax parcel number 07-0424-0195 and located at 212 Boxwood Road. Ordinance 11050, revised zoning map, Christiana 100, North Side Lancaster Pike, State Route 48 and East Side Center Road, State Route 141, Wilmington, Delaware, 36.8 acres from OR Office Regional to CR Commercial Regional. Ordinance 11051, amend the annual operating budget, revise special services, provide additional funding for fuel purchases for FY 2011. Ordinance 11052, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 6, exemption from real property taxation regarding the senior or disabled payment program. Ordinance 11053, to revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees, Section 2.03.006, fees for the Register of Wills. Ordinance 11054, to amend Chapter 2 of the Newcastle County Code regarding fees charged by the Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the next council meeting on May 9th. All ordinances shall be considered at our next council meeting, the second Tuesday in May, with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Moving on to item E, reports from select and special committees. Can I please have the reports from committees of council? Councilman Powers.
Yes, special services met on April 19th at 1:30. Continuation of the update of the enhanced sanitary sewer prevention maintenance program, and also a cost analyst of the in-house outsourcing work assignments in construction support sewer maintenance section.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. And before I call on Councilman Retta, I will just make a formal announcement. And we've already heard him tonight, but Councilman Retta has arrived. Councilman, you've now arrived.
Okay.
Councilman Retta.
Thank you. now you got me. the last real land use meeting, which was last week, we had an extensive meeting that ran for a little while, and we had a continuation today, which is going to be continued again.
Thank you, Councilman.
It has to do with the ordinance that is tabled.
Thank you, Councilman Reno. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, the Finance Committee met in the 8-4 conference room today to discuss issues on this evening's agenda. Also, on Monday, April 18th, we reviewed the public safety budget, and on Monday, April 25th, we reviewed the community services budget.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Public Council Public Safety Committee met this afternoon, 3 p.m. here in the council chambers. We had an excellent presentation made on our community policing initiatives. Director McLaren and his staff from Public Safety, the Police Department, were present, and each spoke about the community policing program.
Thank you very much, Councilman Bell. We had our Executive Committee meeting today as well upstairs, a little delayed. I'd like to thank General Manager Henry for his presentation on the CDBG grants, and also I'd like to thank General Manager, one of our newest General Managers, Valencia Lynn Beatty, for her presentation today on human resources and the presentation of the diversity report. Thank you for your presentations at our committee meeting today. We also discussed issues relating to items we'll be seeing on the agenda later today, including the redistricting committee. Any other reports from Council? Seeing none. Moving on to item F, the consent calendar. The consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a council member if the public discussion is desired. If the public has any particular item concern, I urge any members of the public to speak up. As we've already heard, there's been one request, resolution R11-055 to be removed. Any other items on the consent calendar which any other member of council would like removed? Seeing none, Is there anyone, any member of the public who wishes an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the modified consent calendar, which includes item resolution 11-053 and resolution 11-054?
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11-053, expressing condolences to the family and friends of Mrs. Doshi, mother of McKinsey. Resolution 11-054, congratulating the Absalom Jones Senior Center as they celebrate their 35th anniversary.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Ms. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. At this point, I would like to make a motion to go out of order to consider two items under item J. They are both resolutions congratulating students, members of the Indo-American Association of Delaware for their accomplishments. And so they won't have to have the privilege and joy of staying for the whole meeting unless they wanted to. I'd like to move these items up on the agenda, tonight's agenda. Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Madam Clerk, actually, I guess we'll call on sponsor of resolution 11-057,
which is you.
Which is me. Both of them.
Mr. President?
Yes, Councilman Weiner.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick and I would be pleased and honored to join you.
That would be a pleasure, Councilman Weiner. I appreciate that. I know that both you and Councilman Weiner, Councilman Kilpatrick, were at the celebration the other week, and it's in Councilwoman Kilpatrick's district. I know you're also involved, and when it comes time for the presentation, we'll be happy to have you come up for that. Madam Clerk, it's myself. Could you please, I move that resolution 11-057 be read by title only.
Second.
Resolution 11-057, congratulating Karen Dunani for her accomplishments as co-president of the Indo-American Association of Delaware.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'd also like to move in introduction of resolution 11-058 to be read in by title.
Second.
Resolution 11-058, congratulating Nipur Parikh for her accomplishments as co-president of the Indo-American Association of Delaware.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Would like to move in. These have both been moved in, and happy to be the sponsor along with any other council members wishing to join. Councilman Weiner?
Yes.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick? Thank you very much. If any other council members wishing to join on as sponsors of this resolution, all right.
Sure, I would, yes.
Councilman Sheldon, thank you. All right. Councilman Powers, Councilman Retta. I mean, everybody cool is doing it. Does any council member wish to not be a sponsor? Okay, thank you. Thank you for your joint sponsorship. I'd like to, Councilman Smiley.
I'd like to make a motion that both resolutions be adopted simultaneously by roll call vote.
Second.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Council Clerk, could you please call the roll on both resolution 11-057 and 11-058?
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-057 and Resolution 11-058 have both been adopted. And I would, at this time, excuse Councilman Smiley.
Motion to return to regular order of business for purposes of presentation.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Second. Motion has been made to return. Regular order of business has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley. Moving into presentations. Not surprising, I would like to invite our two recipients of the resolution 11-057 and resolution 11-058 up to the front and be joined by any council member wishing to be part of the presentation.
I was really impressed the other day when I was able to attend the celebration that the Indo-American Association put on out in Hocasset. To me, it was a great honor and privilege to be involved in that celebration. It was a health fair, but also it was a fundraiser, and they split the fundraising proceeds equally between two worthy charities. And I think that it's even more notable than that, that whole celebration and of their culture and then charitable involvement was organized and run by these two high school seniors. And I really wanted to take the opportunity, along with my fellow council members, to applaud those students for being the ones that ran such a neat cultural experience and also a very worthy fundraiser. So on behalf of all of council, as we all have joined on as sponsors, I'd like to present to you with copies of these resolutions, 11-057 and 11-058. First to, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Nipur Parikh, for your accomplishments as co-president of the Indo-American Association of Delaware. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And next, I'd like to congratulate Karan Dewani for your accomplishments as co-president of the Indo-American Association of Delaware.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other member of council have any presentations today? Seeing none, moving on to items removed from the consent calendar and to other resolutions. Resolution 11-055, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Yes, I move that resolution 11-055 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-055, consenting to the appointment of Christopher Simon to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Mr. Simons was nominated by me for the Ethics Commission. He has been through interviews with council as well as the county executive.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none. Any questions, comments from members of the public? And seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll on Resolution 11-055?
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weddle?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-055 is approved. Moving on, 11-056, Councilman Hollins.
I believe that is going to be managed by Councilman Cartier. The first two in this series and the last three would be managed by me.
I'm sorry, Councilman. I threw a curveball. That's the recent redistricting commission resolution creating the redistricting committee. It's sponsored by myself, jointly by myself and by you. And if you would like to discuss it, that's fine. Otherwise,
I think that Mr. Boyle did an adequate job of explaining at our last meeting and as well tonight. And this, what this meeting does is just put together the group of citizens that are going to help to redraw the lines for the county council districts for the next election, which is required by law.
And I would ask that Resolution 11-056 be read in by title only, please.
Thank you.
Resolution 11-056, appointing the members of the 2011 Newcastle County Council Redistricting Commission.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. And as Councilman Hollins eloquently stated, this resolution formally embodies the 13-member redistricting committee. Each one of us has nominated a member from their district, their respective district, to serve on the redistricting committee. That process is open to the public, and we'll be meeting across the way at the Department of Elections. Councilman Carrier.
Yes, I think a point needs to be made that this is in conformance with state law.
Absolutely, and as should be noted, looking at the body of the resolution itself, 90 days from the convening of the appointment of the commission, they will submit a report on the redistricting. Councilman Smiley.
No.
Oh, okay. Any further questions, comments for members of council? Seeing none, comments, questions from members of the public? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-056.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovacs?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-056 is approved. As previously mentioned, Resolution 11-043 remains on the table. Therefore, do we need to
go back to the top? Mr. President, I would request that council's approval to have ordinances 11-035, 036, 037, 038, and 039, which are budget ordinances, read into the record.
Second.
Ordinance 11035, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011. Ordinance 11036, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2011 for fiscal year 2012. Ordinance 11037, ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2012 capital budget. Ordinance 11038, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011. Ordinance 11039, the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. With council's approval, I would request that ordinances 11-035 through 11-039 be placed on the table simultaneously with one roll call vote.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to place items 035 through ordinances 035 through 11-039 on the table with under one vote. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. On not call the roll.
Okay.
I think we're good to. We don't have to do a roll call, but we do need to do a vote, so we'll do it all.
We did. It was a unanimous vote.
No, it wasn't.
We voted to authorize a single vote. We did not vote the table.
Thank you. Why don't we, with an abundance of caution, even those that feel that we've already, why don't we have a vote?
I think we'd be quicker to do them one at a time.
Probably would have.
You're chairing the meeting.
You're right.
So, all those in favor of tabling Ordinance 11-035 through and including 11-039, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, 13 ayes. All opposed?
Aye.
All right, ordinances 11-035 through 11-039 are tabled. Moving on to ordinance 11-040, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that ordinance number 11-040 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-040, amend the grants budget appropriated funding to the asset forfeiture federal grant for the Department of Public Safety for the replacement of pistols for the Newcastle County Police.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. The appropriation of the requested funds will come from the asset forfeiture federal grant, as was explained in committee today by Director of Public Safety and our acting colonel this week. The funds will allow the Division of Police to purchase replacement firearms at a significant cost savings. The total grant amount is $39,600, and as was mentioned this afternoon, we applaud the efforts of our Public Safety Department for teaming up with the City of Wilmington to get a reduced price in the replacement of these firearms.
Thank you very much, Councilman Bell. Any other further comments, questions on Ordinance 11-040 from Council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Anyone wishing to speak, please identify yourself. Seeing no public comment, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-040.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. LaPatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Rudolph?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-040 is approved. Moving to Ordinance 11-041, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Ordinance number 11-041 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11-041 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees, regarding statements of financial interests.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I'll just read right from the synopsis. This ordinance clarifies the Ethics Commission's authority to impose a financial penalty against candidates for county office who fail to file a timely or complete statement of financial interest within 7 days after the last day for giving notice of candidacy pursuant to state law. This just basically clarifies the Ethics Code.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Member of Council, have any questions or comments? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for comment. Anybody have a member of comment, public wishing to step forward, please do so. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call roll on Ordinance 11-041.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-041 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-043, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Ordinance 11-043 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 11-043, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for unclassified employees of County Council, restore the salary rollback effective July 1, 2011 to the non-elected employees of County Council.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I don't want to be redundant, but I think it's necessary based on some of the comments and things that have been said out there. The purpose of this is basically it clarifies into law what Council's original intent was when we renewed the employee 5% rollback in 2010. Ordinance number 10-057, synopsis, clearly states, this ordinance continues the 5% across-the-board wage rollback for fiscal year 2011 for appointed non-union employees for County Council. Synopsis clearly states it was for fiscal year 2011. However, because it was not included in the body of the ordinance, it is not law and does not automatically reinstate the 5%. This ordinance reinstates the 5% effective July 1 as is outlined in every collective bargaining agreement for the Newcastle County employees. And we've seen it in every budget book that's come forward. So it was the intent when it was negotiated with the county employees that are under collective bargaining, and it was our intent that it would automatically return. We recognize that as the budget process moves forward and the county executive continues negotiations with those units, there may be future rollbacks or whatever, which we as a council will entertain, discuss, or whatever at that appropriate time. But I just felt it was fair, and it's just the right thing to do, that county law reflect what our true feelings and our intent was at that time.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments from members of council? Councilman Street.
We can spend $1 million disconnecting people's sewers, but this is a big deal. You know, and this is of no moment, taking money directly out of people's pockets. But on the other hand, $1 million to disconnect sewers, that's just fine. And when some of us had concerns about administration, said, well, we're going to do it anyway, but that's not a big deal.
Councilman Smiley?
Councilman Smiley, I'm just not I'm not sure of comparison here, because this isn't taking money out. So I don't know.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Councilman Street?
The comparison is $1 million that we're giving away versus $55,000 that we're taking away.
But this reinstates the 5%. Never mind, I'm done.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for questions or comments. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-043.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
I got it, yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 13, yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-043 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-044, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, I'd like Ordinance number 11-044 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11044, amend the grants budget, appropriate $104,576 to HUD emergency shelter grants under the Home Investment Partnership Program Home, appropriate $59,303 to Home Administration, $968,014 to Home Rehab, and $160,114 to CHGO, which are administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this is an annual exercise that we go through with our Community Services Department, which is a recipient of federal HUD funds, and it's always useful to remind the public in attendance that our Community Services Department is always a top-rated performer by HUD, and they do a great job with our annual grants that we receive from HUD. In the body of this ordinance is described the appropriation of federal entitlement and grant awards under the Home Investment Partnership Program and the program income. In addition, this legislation would appropriate federal funds from HUD, also funds emergency shelter grants, and does other great funding streams for citizens of this county that will need those funds to do housing, community development, emergency shelter, and again, this is an annual exercise we go through appropriating these funds from HUD.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-044.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call goes 12, yes, one absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-044 is approved. Ordinance 11-045, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, I'd like ordinance number 11-045 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11045, amend the grants budget appropriated to A, administration $126,248, B, Appaquinimink Library $108,801, C, Bear Library $255,381, D, Claymont Library $124,773, E, Brandywine 100 Library $332,912, F, Ellesmere Library $115,931, G, Hocussin Library $148,116, H, Kirkwood Library $254,129, I, Newark Library $269,560, J, Woodlawn Library $161,181.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The this ordinance is another sort of very, you know, kind of good ordinance for Newcastle County because we're getting to appropriate money from an annual state grant from the Division of Libraries, and then we apportion it out, as was read, to the various libraries in the Newcastle County Public Library System. This is another annual exercise that we go through, and as council is well aware, you know, Newcastle County libraries are some of the greatest public assets that we run on behalf of the citizens of Newcastle County. They're highly subscribed. We have almost 300,000 library cards in Newcastle County, and with this, you know, profound partnership with state government, we're able to, you know, underwrite the operational expense of these libraries and maintain a high-quality public library service in the county.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-045.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-045 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-046, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance number 11046 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 11046, amend the grants budget A, appropriate $75,000 to the down payment and settlement help revolving loan pool, and B, appropriate $30,000 to Associates National Bank down payment and settlement help.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins.
Yes, Mr. President, this represents $130,000 appropriation to the down payment settlement help for first-time homebuyers revolving loan pool, and this is program income. As the first-time home buyers repay the loans to the county, then we replace it, replenish the pool, and it goes on to serve additional deserving first-time home buyers. This represents $75,000 in CDBG dollars and another $30,000 from a grant that we received from Associates National Bank back in 2009.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-046.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-046 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-047, Councilman Hollins.
Mr. President, I move that Ordinance number 11-047 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 11-047, amended grants budget appropriated $2,632,805 to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2012, administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Hollins.
Mr. President, this is a federal CDBG dollars appropriation of $2.63 million, which covers a variety of services that are administered by the Department of Community Services. This presentation was made this afternoon, as you mentioned earlier, in the Executive Committee meeting by the General Manager of Community Services with some assistance. And I want to say that the points that Councilman Street made this afternoon regarding the CDBG as it relates to community service organizations were well noted. And as a matter of fact, I've had a follow-up discussion with the general manager regarding that. But I also want to add that the community services participation in this grant is up to us. It's up to this government. The city of Wilmington, as a matter of fact, they decided that they would no longer have any grants going out to community service agencies at all. So all of their dollars of CDBG go directly into housing programs. Newcastle County, I believe to our credit, has not followed that particular profile in terms of in issuing out money, because there's also a great need for support for other ills in our community that these community service agencies provide. So I'm happy that we are still continuing the process of allowing competitive opportunities for community services to come forth and compete for grants to help them with the services that they provide that goes beyond housing.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. I'd like to support your sentiment and congratulate the department for its use and its advertising and reaching out, but also noting a Councilman Street's concern that the council be apprised and involved in the process going forward. So thank you for their statements. Any questions, comments from council? Councilman Street.
I just want to be clear that what the city did as a director of an agency that lost money and lost funding through that process, I do not support changing what we're doing to make it consistent with that of the city. I think that certainly the agencies that are receiving funding, you know, and the services that are provided are very, very much needed and are consistent with good housing. So to me, they continue to compete with each other, and I support what we're doing in that regard.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public for questions or comments. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-047.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-047 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-048, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-048 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 11-048, amend the grants budget appropriate state grant and aid funds to the Ethel Jones Senior Center for the Department of Community Services.
Councilman Hollins.
Mr. President, this particular ordinance would appropriate $178,385 to the App Jones Senior Center, which is located in Councilman Retta's district. Typically on these particular types of grants, the co-chairs of community services would be sponsoring primarily, but this is a critical destination in the community of Belvedere, the senior center is, and we're pleased that Councilman Retta has decided that he would be a co-sponsor on this particular appropriation.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Any questions, comments, members of the council? Councilman Retta.
Yeah, I'd just like to add that we have 525 seniors out there with 500 different types of activities that they do, that this helps, keeps it moving. And this has to do with wages and benefits and things of that nature and different contractors. But they also really do a lot more out there than what meets the eye.
Thank you, Councilman Ritter. Councilman Street.
I think that it's important to note that on tonight's agenda we recognized 30-some years of service of the operation of that senior center. And so it's having now some historical significance and some continuity in the community and among our seniors. And the fact of the matter is, for some of our seniors, this center is a way of life and a major part of their life, and so it plays a very, very important role for a lot of people. So, I commend everybody that's involved in this effort.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other member of council wishing to make comment or have a question about the ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to make a comment or have a question on this ordinance? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-048.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-048 is approved. Moving to Ordinance 09-105, it's my understanding, Councilman Sheldon, that this is going to be remain tabled. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Moving to substitute number one to Ordinance 11-008, Councilman Bell.
Yes, Mr. President. This substitute would remain tabled also.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Bell.
I don't have anything.
Substitute two.
Councilman Bell, I'm sorry. Did you have another substitute or?
No. Oh, not.
Oh, in the packet. Okay.
There's discussion.
Okay. All right. So to be clear, so Councilman Substitute Number One, it's 11-008 is to remain tabled. Thank you.
A point of information.
Yes.
In our packets, a Substitute Two was distributed. Did Councilman Bell intend to introduce and then table Substitute Two, or wait to introduce Substitute Two?
No, I will introduce and then move to table it.
Substitute two.
Yep. Madam Clerk, Mr. President, I move that substitute number two to ordinance 11-008 be read by title only and table. And then move to be tabled.
Second.
Substitute number two to ordinance 11-008 to abate penalty on 828 Frenchtown Road, tax parcel number 10024-00047.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Bell?
As stated, I'd like to have this tabled.
We have a motion to table substitute number two to ordinance 11-008. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Madam Clerk, substitute number two to ordinance 11-008 is tabled. Moving on to ordinance 11-021. Councilman Redd, it's my understanding that that ordinance will also be remaining tabled tonight?
As stated.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Moving on to item J, time-sensitive and honorary resolutions. Moving to resolution number 11-059. That would be me. Madam Clerk, could you please read Resolution 11-059 by title only for consideration and adoption by Council?
Second.
Resolution 11-059, recognizing and thanking Comcast for its long history of community service.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Comcast has been very active in our area, participating in
take my money.
Various community activities. Last year, they cleaned up two community parks. This year, they're going to be involved helping out the Delaware Food Bank, and we'd like to congratulate them on their 10th annual Comcast Cares Day, where they have hundreds and thousands of employees throughout the state volunteering on this particular day and encouraging community involvement throughout the year.
Mr. President Kovac, yes. Point of information, did you want to introduce the resolution and we can second it?
Thought we heard.
You did.
We did. Okay, I missed it, sorry.
Okay. I think we did that already.
We did.
Councilman Smiley?
Yeah, I would just like to comment that it's an honor to support Comcast since I don't have Fios in my area yet.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-059.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
I'm not a big fan of Comcast.
Mr. Retta?
I think so.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-059 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 11-060, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like a resolution number 11-060 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11-060, recognizing Kenneth E. Clapp for 50 years of dedicated active service to the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company Number 1.
Thank you. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, as we go to the annual dinner of Brandywine Fire Company, it's great to be able to honor a long-serving member, Kenneth Clapp, who now serves as the Secretary Emeritus for the Brandywine Fire Company Number 1, which was established, I believe, 1924. So, as per the body of the resolution.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any questions, comments from members of council? Councilman Weiner.
Yes, with the permission of the sponsor and co-sponsor, I'd like to be added since the fire company also serves proudly the constituents that I represent as well.
That's fine.
Fine with me. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none. Questions, comments from the public? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-060.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-060 is approved. Turning to Resolution 11-061, Councilman Cartier?
Yes, Mr. President, like Resolution number 11-061 to be placed read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11061, congratulating the Brandywine 100 Volunteer Fire Company Number 1 Ladies Auxiliary for 80 years of dedicated service to the citizens of Newcastle County.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Cartier.
Yeah, once again, in timely fashion, recognize, this great women's auxiliary group that's now celebrating its 80 years of service to the Brandywine 100 Fire Company, and we'll be able to present this to them at the April 30th dinner.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, and may I be added as a sponsor?
Yes.
Thank you.
Fine.
And let me know if you make a mean roast beef sandwich. Any other questions, comments from council? Seeing none, any questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-061.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-061 is approved. Any other council member aware of any other time-sensitive or honorary resolutions? Just make sure. Seeing none, moving on to item K. I don't have any emergency ordinances, so we'll move on to item L, public comment. This time, anyone from the public wish to address council, and if you do, would like to please step up to my left. You sign in with your name, and then everyone, make sure everyone has an opportunity to speak. We will limit each speaker to 3 minutes. There will be a timer on the podium, and the yellow light indicates there are 30 seconds remaining. We're asked that you try not to be duplicative, refrain from any personal attacks. Public comment is for the purpose of hearing your views on a specific issue. It's not the appropriate forum for questions and answers. Council and executive staff are available should you have any specific questions. Anyone wishing to make those comments, please step over here to my left, your right, sign in, and then step forward, state your name for the record.
Hi, my name is Bob Williams, and I thought I would come and address the council about the need for you to stand strong and deny rezoning at Barley Mill. This appears to have been a strange kind of blackmail that's gone on around here, and we currently have 92 acres of office zoning with office technical jobs. That's what we really need, are technical jobs around here. There's such a park up in King of Prussia where Sony, all the other big names have wonderful warehouses, you know, office tech space and landscape to death, and they're an asset to the community. I think that the developer is looking for a giveaway. He bought an office park. He wants a major mall. 92 acres rezoned cannot also be considered for redevelopment. Stop. The King of Prussia Mall proposed, in this case, belongs on an interstate. There is no public good served by losing office and tech jobs in favor of meaningless recreational shopping. We cannot afford to divide our home permanently with a new blue route, namely 141. Wilmington would not be a prime commercial destination in this area. It is very unfair to those that have purchased commercial land in this area to be giving away such a large block of commercial when someone bought something way, way lesser. Western Wilmington would be cut off. You know, our Hocussin, Mr. Sheldon's district, I can just name all the districts. And the people that don't live in this area, imagine this was farmland. And all of a sudden somebody's putting in something that doesn't belong there. Western Wilmington would be bottlenecked at Route 48 by the overuse of Route 141. There is an extreme need for a regional traffic study before proceeding to rezoning. This doesn't seem to be necessary, but I think, I mean, you know, by the timetable, but it's absolutely necessary. Tyler McConnell Bridge would reach a standstill. Thompson's Bridge would be used like 95 by traffic looking for a shortcut from 95 north to Greenville and Barley Mill. It's a whole new deal here. Now that once you consider this 141 to be connected to 95 north to Philadelphia and to Baltimore, we cannot be blackmailed. I mean, aren't we all here together not to be blackmailed? Redevelopment at double density is not being offered for an upzoning. You know, why would we be giving away fees and double density is not offered for upgrading your office park either? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rooms. Appreciate your time. Any other member of the public wishing to Councilman Street? Do you have a response?
Not today.
Okay. So, another matter. Okay. Any other member of public wishing to make comment? Councilman, seeing none, Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President, I'm going to ask Mr. Bull if you would just indulge me for a few minutes more, and I'll make sure I don't delay anybody. But what Mr. Bull is going to put up and show you are pictures that are taken by my constituents in Hamilton Park. And these pictures, basically, what I had mentioned at the previous council meeting before, it shows actually what my constituents are dealing with in terms of truck traffic right across the street from their house, in terms of coal being placed in front of their houses, and he's not connected, but the concerns that are brought forward to me on a daily basis, brought to the attention of my legislative aide, and I in fact have done my due diligence. State Representative Johnson and I, and as well as Senator Henry, have gone to DENREC, we've gone to DelDOT, and there's still no relief in sight. And in the situation with coal now being
placed in the yard across, directly across the street from a residential area. Our response as a government has been, doesn't matter if it's rocks or if it's coal. It's heavy industry, and therefore it's allowed. My reason for bringing this to your attention tonight is that in the 6 years that I served on council, I have done my due diligence and listened attentively to concerns of residents from other areas, particularly on rezonings. And I tried to be empathetic and sympathetic and cast my vote in accordance with the law, as well as trying to include my genuine heartfelt concern. But at this point, I'm out of options. I've screamed, I've hollered, I've cursed. According to some of y'all, I've thrown shoes, and nothing has changed. And my whole point of this tonight is that going forward, as long as it's coal dust and tractor trailers running up and down the street in front of the homes in my councilmatic district, and my folks have to endure coal being brought in, coal being taken out, and coal being stored right across the street from them, the likelihood of me being empathetic and sympathetic to folks who don't want to live around nurses, who don't want to live around teachers, who don't want to live around those in the workforce, the likelihood of me being sympathetic is slim to none. And the likelihood of me being empathetic to folks who complain about traffic and congestion and all these affluent areas, and I've got folks with tractor trailers running up right in front of their houses, and none of this existed before they moved there. All of a sudden, it's imposed, but, you know, it's grandfathered in, and there's, they don't have to. We sit here and rezoning after rezoning that there is, we put up barriers and their arrangements made so that things are not unsightly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But none of this is required in my district. So I'm saying I'm just serving proper notice that I can't empathize with folks who come in with comparatively trivial concerns when this kind of garbage is going on in my district. And I'm told as the council person, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just too bad. And that's what I have to tell my constituents. And you think, and you decide whether or not you want that in front of your house. That's brought in, stored there, and it's getting higher and higher every day. This is taken from her front porch. This is what she has to look at. So nothing can be done about it. And all the residents along this road, that's what they have to deal with. So, you know, I just want you to understand why I'm not going to have a whole lot of empathy and sympathy going forward. I'll take it up and down on the merits and the law, but nobody's sensitive to this. So fundamental fairness is I got to fight with the only thing I got left to fight with, and that's my vote. At some point, it's got to go beyond me. And somebody has got to understand the significance. This is a hell of a way for people to have to live. None of this was there and existed when they moved there.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilman Cardier?
My question would be, who owns the yard there, and has there been any dialogue with ownership about this?
There's been dialogue, and the dialogue consists of essentially go pound saying we'll come to a meeting and no consensus on anything. Basically, the initial conversation we had was heretofore material was brought in from a location to the same yard, which is far away from this and not in a residential area, and for whatever reason, for their convenience, they chose to terminate ingress and egress from that location to this one.
What? One last question. Why? What is the coal being stockpiled for? What are they using it for?
I have no clue. Part of it is to start the process of killing my constituents, as far as I'm concerned.
Councilman Retta?
Thank you. Councilman Street, you you say that the people were living there first. What was it across the street in that yard where the coal is now prior to that?
I didn't say they were living there first.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I was saying when they moved there, none of this was going on.
All right. What was there prior to that?
The yard was there. But it was not used. The gate there was not used for ingress and regress, and there was no stewards there, not even of vehicles.
Do you know what was there prior, way back when?
I do not know.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments from members of council? Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
I just want to ask one. I'm sorry. Is this within the city limits or Newcastle County?
No, this is in Newcastle County, out in my council magic district, outside the city of Wilmington.
Thank you.
Hamilton Park, and I know some of you never heard of it, and it is where it is, but we have in place now the mechanism by which there is not going to be heavy industry allowed in residential areas in proximity. But all this is grandfathered in. And I'm told there's nothing I can do about, nothing can be done about these companies and those places being grandfathered.
Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. President. Couldn't agree more with Councilman Street. I'm very familiar with the area. Hamilton Park, Eden Park, they at one time, without all this adjacent to it, was a very well-kept, managed community. There's a lot of folks that have lived in that area for many, many years and went to the schools in the area back when Delaware High School was a high school. The question I have is that how these things come about, is there anything in our land use process that deals with this, that we can do about it, or that we've tried to do about it. To just say that nothing can be done with nothing, I mean, just doesn't get it. I think that there's got to be either a spirit of cooperation between the state and the county, and I'd like to ask, I mean, how does our land use department weigh in on things like this? Does it have any authority, jurisdiction, over this type of activity in a residential area?
Was not said to me, but I'm going to repeat it. This is what was said to my constituent. It doesn't matter if it's rocks or coal. It's heavy industry and it's authorized.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Would there not be, even though this site was grandfathered, is there not some provision where there's a change of use that it would go out of the grandfathering phase? I mean, if they weren't stockpiling before and they are now, is that a change of use?
I'm going to defer to members of the Delaware Bar who are present.
Is this working?
Yeah.
I don't mean to answer for land use, but I did look into this for Councilmember Street, and it is a valid non-conforming use. They did go back out there on several occasions and also tried to talk to them. The only other option that hasn't been pursued is one that's voluntary. The Horticultural Society has volunteered to plant, trees anywhere that someone wants them. If, in fact, this group would agree to that, they could do it. But from a legal perspective, from my understanding of talking to land use and code enforcement, there is nothing they can do legally. Oh, I see there's someone else here.
We have responses
here. Sure. Mr. Smith, would you care to come up and
you don't need
please state your name for the record, please.
Good evening. Jim Smith with the Department of Land Use. This particular site, 513 Gold Ring,
is actually a legal use. It's not a non-conforming use because the property is zoned heavy industrial. It was previously, this section here was approved to be a paved storage yard. It was for vehicles, but vehicles versus coal, both permitted uses in an HI. Just because it's zoned heavy industry doesn't mean that we can't regulate the property. Code enforcement can't currently do anything because there aren't any laws on the books that dictate how we regulate a heavy industrial activity. We did prepare legislation last year after meeting with Councilman Street, and Councilman Smiley was at that meeting and several others up on Route 9 at one of the local churches there, and we did pass it along to DENREC, and that draft legislation does do some minimal things such as control how materials must be stored on the site, and this would be an amendment to the most likely the property maintenance code for Newcastle County if DENREC won't actually take the lead as the the group that issues permits and is responsible for all air quality. We could at least regulate whether materials must be tacked down or covered, conveyor belts have guards on them, spraying materials to keep the dust down. This is a little different from some of the other, there are multiple businesses up there that generate a lot of dust, and that's an even larger problem for the constituents that live in and around this HI district. So I don't think we're completely without options at the county level. We just currently don't have any regulations in the county code.
Let me follow up on that. I'm sorry, Councilwoman Diller. DENREC has been notified. Have they been out at the site? Have they taken the view that there is no violation or there is no condition of pollution that would cause harm to residents in the area? But how far have they gone?
I don't know if they've been out there for this particular coal issue. They've been out there for a multitude of dust issues for the various plants that stockpile and generate materials and dust from the site. And their position over and over has been that they do grant the permits and they haven't seemed to find violations under the Delaware Code. We did give them our draft legislation to review and comment on, and they were indicated pretty favorable. We never actually received formal comments back from them, but it's still in a draft stage. So it doesn't seem as if the state is too inclined to take any formal action out there as long as they comply with the permits that they've given them. But they've been very involved with some of the task forces. There was a combined county-state task force for over a year, and ultimately the only thing that came out of it was some draft county legislation that hasn't seemed to move too far yet.
Councilwoman Diller?
This is a naive question, but if we're dealing with air quality issues, is this a question that can be at least asked of the EPA, whether this is something that can be regulated? I don't know, but it just seems to me that that's maybe another part of the process here.
Again, not speaking officially, of course, for EPA or DENREC, this would appear to be a delegated authority to the state agency and the Air Enforcement Branch. and I'm not sure of the extent of Councilman Street's interaction with the Air Enforcement Branch, but I'd be happy to help liaison with that agency and at least get some answers as to where they are and come out. So if you want to follow up with me, we can get connected and at least make sure that they're aware of the issue and then give us a written rationale why they are or aren't enforcing in that area.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Jim, Councilman Tackett and then Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jim, you know, you're often one of the most, at times, influential individuals in land use and certainly one of the most knowledgeable. Don't blush. But did I understand you? You said you prepared legislation and give it to DENREC. Now, what was that supposed to be introduced by, say, Senator Henry in Dover? I mean,
The legislation that we put together would actually be county legislation. And it would just
why'd you give it to DENREC?
Just to review as the entity that's ultimately responsible for air quality for consistency with the Delaware Code, to make sure that we weren't overstepping our bounds with regard to the responsibilities of that agency, and also to see if they had any helpful comments for amending the legislation before it became official.
Well, you're probably going to have to do with them like we do with you, give you so many days to review it, and if you don't move, we introduce it.
they'd probably be looking for a sponsor or two.
That's not a question.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
That was basically my question, that I just wanted to clarify that this was actually for our use and you just asked them to comment on this. And how long ago was that?
Months ago.
Well, I think we should put a little pressure on them to at least get the comments back. I mean, even they have to be in writing, they have to be something formally presented. And why wouldn't we just, once we get that back, if they have no major corrections, why wouldn't we pass it and see where we go with that? What could it hurt? I mean, we're obviously not going anywhere with a situation like this as we are now.
Councilman Cartier?
Yeah, two issues. You know, that slide that was just up there, I saw, like, debris, tires. Are they being cited for that? Is that their responsibility past the limit of their fence, or?
They're very lax regulations when you come to a heavy industrial, because you get a lot of exterior storage. And we could, and we've done it before at Claymont Steel and some of the other heavy industrial areas, we can ask them to clean it up a little, but we have very little regulatory authority currently.
Right. But what I saw was it looked like a bunch of trash tires and some other miscellaneous debris on one of those slides. The other question I had, just generally speaking, is there a possible alternative ingress and egress out of this site rather than traversing down a residential street? Could they come in and off Route 9?
Yes. This particular property has access, multiple access, because it's a 35-acre parcel.
Could Delbot apply a weight restriction on this residential street?
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, state government has some responsibility here, too, you know. And, I mean, not to put any pressure on state legislators, but, okay. You know.
Okay. But in the first question about the debris and the tires, the response we got from the department was that it was allowable and we could not compel any barriers. That's the response I got. In regard to the entrance that was being used, Delbot said they can't compel it. There are signs posted on that road now that limit the weight. Delbot took the position that it's exempt for this company in this entranceway, even though it goes right past the residential houses.
Councilman Rivera?
Thank you. A couple questions. One, why can't, with the signs being posted there, they're legal signs, am I correct? Delbot put them there?
But, Councilman Rivera, the exemption was because they're part of the neighborhood and they're local, the exclusion, the interpretation that Delbot gave was they were exempt because they were part of the community.
Okay, but what I'm saying is on the weight limit, we could put police out there because that's an interior road. It's not a state road, am I correct? It's not a state highway road.
This particular lane, Piles Lane,
no.
Is just a local road.
We could put police out there to ticket them. The other is, are the trucks running, are they in the yard and they just sit there and with the trucks, do they run or do they just move in and out?
No, that's behind Oakmont. This is just moving in and out. There are no refrigerated trucks being maintained there now. That's down the road at B and Truck Center behind Oakmont.
Well, the little town that I live in, they were going to have that issue out there with GM and CSX, and they were going to have 1,500 trucks a week move in and out and still have stationary trucks there running constantly and refrigerators. And that little town that I live in, we squashed that deal. That was a multi-million deal that the state wanted to go through, and it still hasn't went through because out in Detroit, they put that in, CSX put it in, and they made a ghost town out of it because the people were coming down with all kind of diseases, especially women, because of the diesel puts out over 100 different diseases that really inhibit the women. Kids were being born with tumors. Women were having all kind of female problems. A lot of breast cancer was going on, and even had some men with breast cancer, believe it or not, and prominent with prostate cancer out there. And it became a ghost town. And they still use it today just to run what they have left. So this is what that's going to lead to.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments, questions from members of council? Any additional comments, questions, members of the public?
Motion to adjourn.
If not, motion to adjourn. There's a second.
Hold it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were done with public comment.
Get in line. You got to get up. Down there.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Bill Dunn, really speaking on behalf of just general homeowner and citizen. From the experiences the Milltown Limestone Civic Alliance had with the Hercules property and the development process that occurred there, what I believe is true, and Jim can follow up on, you have rules and regulations as far as how much dust can migrate across the property line, and you have regulations to measure that. Typically, you don't collect the sample when you do that. You have instrumentation that just reads the amount of particle in the air. Similarly, you can put up instruments that can not only measure how much stuff is crossing the property line, but collect that material as well. And I know in the case of coal and other chemical-type components, if you find a high level of toxicity in those things, then it does bring it into a level where DENREC would have more responsibility and obligation to intervene on behalf of Councilman Street's constituents. The question is, who's going to go out there, who's going to collect the samples and analyze the samples to see if there are true toxicity issues with whatever dust is coming over the line? That's it.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, let's try this again. Do we have a motion to adjourn? So second. Motion to adjourn and second. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.
Okay.